And, you know, we're in graduation season. Good thing about graduation is the money that comes from people, right? Relatives and whatnot. I did not want to do the whole graduation ceremony for college. I was like, I don't care. I was graduating before my other friends were, you know, because I'm smarter than them.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, people graduate at different times and everything, and so I was like, well, there's no point in me doing the whole graduation thing. I don't care, but I want a graduation party, though, because I know what that means. Money, and money.
And cake.
Never turn down a graduation party. That would be silly. That's one of our post-graduation tips. So that's what we're sharing this morning is some advice for our college grads and high school grads. For, like, the high school grads, for example, we're talking about lowering your standards of food and beverage. Like, get ready for Schlitz and get ready for Natty Light and the Beast and all that stuff. So what other advice do you have for our graduates this morning, either high school or college? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you go to college, find out who your college advisor is and always keep in touch with that person. Make him your buddy. See him at least once a week. Find out, like, your grades and stuff like that. Events coming up that'd be valuable to your scholarships and majors and everything like that. And that's a big thing I found out.
Yeah, you're right. The college advisor thing really, more than anything, just to keep you on track, because it's so hard to graduate in 4 years. There's, like, you can't, if you take 15 hours a semester for 4 years and don't do any summer work, I think you're still in college for the fifth year, right?
Yeah. They can always tell you, you know, like you said, that money thing, they can always tell you what, you know, on-campus jobs are available, too, that would help you out on money and stuff, too.
Yeah.
That always, they did a good help for me.
Sure. So. And, you know, there's always stripping in Junction City and, and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
So there's lots of options out there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
Hey there, you have some advice for our graduates?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But if they ever need gas money, they can go donate plasma.
And you can do that. Let's see how practiced or how thoroughly experienced you are at this whole thing. How many times a week can you donate plasma?
I think the first week it's two, so I'm guessing twice a week you can go donate plasma.
And they give you less money the more you go there, right?
No, I think the first time you go, you get 40.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I think they give you 20 to 30 every time you go.
Yeah, see, they get you addicted to the giving up parts of your body for money, and then they cut the price on you.
Basically, but you get gas money, though.
You're right. It pays the bills.
It sure does.
Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We are in the throes of graduation season. I know that's odd word choice, but we're trying to share some advice with our high school grads, our college grads. Hey, if you have middle school grad advice, then that's great too. What's your advice?
Yeah, life's a pain. Be ready for it.
Oh, just life in general sucks?
Yeah. Yeah. All you have to do is work.
Yeah, you're right. There is that whole working thing.
Yeah. Hey, and don't make fun of Schlitz, because Schlitz is a good beer.
I knew I'd get some defenders of the beers, and I apologize. You're a huge Schlitz fan?
Yeah, that's all me and my grandpa drink.
Oh, see, when you're talking about drinking with a grandpa, there's no other beer than, like, Schlitz, or my grandpa's all about Milwaukee's best, you know, so. Well,
Milwaukee's pretty good, but I love the Schlitz better than Coors Light.
Well, I'll lay off the Schlitz anti-Schlitz campaign or whatever.
Okay.
I apologize for offending you, man. Are you still a fan, or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We appreciate that.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Hey there. You have some advice for our graduates?
Actually, I wanted to ask how the laundry went yesterday.
Oh, yeah. See, this is one thing I was warning everybody about is get ready to do the laundry. I had 5 regular machines and then 2 of the double loaders.
So you actually did it.
I actually did do the laundry, yes.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did fabulous. Now are you going to be able to be consistent?
I don't know. See, that's one thing I'm warning these people about is that it takes so much getting used to. I've been out of college for like 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I should probably have learned by now to do the laundry on a regular basis.
You know, here's a little trick. It'll save you a lot of time in the end. If you do one load of... Do you have a washer and dryer in your home?
In my building, there's one in the basement, yes.
If you do one load of laundry a day,
what?
You will never, ever, ever do 30 loads of laundry at one time ever again.
But then I'd have to do laundry every day of my existence.
It only takes you half an hour. It's 5 minutes to load it, 2 minutes to load it from the washer to the dryer, and then 5 minutes to fold and put away.
If we're being unreasonable, I don't think this is going to happen. See, here's the thing. I got, like, while I was at the laundromat, I was able to hang the clothes up onto the hangers and everything, you know?
Right.
And I got them, they're all hung up in the closet and everything.
Uh-huh.
But then all my whites are still in the laundry basket.
You know what? Whites don't matter.
So I can just leave them shoved in. But then I need a hamper to throw the dirty clothes in.
Well, that just means you need to get yourself another hamper. Oh, that way you can continuously do it.
Oh.
But I told you I was going to call to check on you.
Well, I appreciate that. See, one of these days I'll grow up and enter the real world, too.
No. There is no requirement that states that you have to grow up.
Keep on being a childish brat. Just do the laundry?
Well, yeah. See, that's not too difficult.
Well, thanks for keeping me in check. You were calling me a stinky ass and everything yesterday that really lit a fire on me to go.
Well, no, I didn't say you were stinky ass. I just said that ruins your chances of getting laid. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
And now that you've improved, I'm pretty sure your chances will go up.
Well, thank you. I need every little percentage point I can get.
Well, personality is half the battle.
Well, then I have to work on that next.
No, you don't.